AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. In Buffalo, New York, President Biden says the nation needs to admit a domestic terror problem.
I don't know why we don't admit what the hell's going on.
10 people, all black, were shot and killed at a Buffalo supermarket. An 18-year-old white man is in custody. Biden also called on the people to reject what he angrily calls the poison of white supremacy.
There's a lot of people like this murderer who committed this act. Who are just deranged, who are susceptible, who are just lost and don't know what to do. And they're easily taken. They're easily sucked in.
The president denounces the lie of the racist replacement theory espoused by the shooter that alleges white people are being intentionally replaced by people of color. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell was asked by reporters if he has the responsibility to confront and speak out to Republicans who also cite the discredited racist theory.
Well, certainly the episode, this horrible episode in Buffalo, is a result of a completely deranged young man who ought to suffer the severest possible penalty under the law.
The girlfriend of a man arrested in Dallas in a shooting that wounded three women in a Koreatown hair salon told police he had been admitted to health facilities because he was having delusions about Asian Americans. A federal judge strikes down Tennessee's first-of-its-kind law that requires businesses to post special signs if they allow transgender people to use the bathroom of their choice. Chair Jerome Powell underscores the Federal Reserve's determination to keep raising interest rates until it has brought inflation under control. In remarks to a Wall Street Journal conference, Powell also suggested the Fed would consider raising rates even faster if price increases fail to moderate. This is AP News. Charges in the deadly California church shooting.
Prosecutors in Southern California have charged the man accused of opening fire on a Taiwanese church congregation with first-degree murder and five counts of attempted murder. 68-year-old David Chow of Las Vegas also faces enhancements for lying in wait and use of a firearm, as well as four counts of possessing destructive devices with intent to kill or harm. Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer said if convicted as charged and the jury finds the enhancements to be true, Chow would face a sentence of either life in prison without the possibility of parole or the death penalty. Authorities say Chow, a U.S. citizen who grew up in Taiwan, was motivated by hatred of Taiwanese people. A federal hate crimes investigation is also underway. I'm Mike Gracia.
Elon Musk says his deal to buy Twitter is on hold unless the company proves fewer than 5% of its accounts are fake or spam bots. Experts say Musk can't do that, and if he walks, he could face a $1 billion penalty. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from PodSave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, PodSave the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from PodSave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, PodSave the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.